Cool.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Unknown Stories podcast, where we talk about all kinds of cool, creepy stuff, ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, conspiracy theories, and everything in between. My name is Frank. I'm here with
Morgan Hargrove, and we got
Eric Steinmetz.
Yeah.
Well, special guest tonight. Very cool.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, man, we're just going to get right into it. We're going to talk about something very, very, very fun. A little bit change of pace. We're talking about SCPs.
Yeah, so. And let's bring in our guest. Eric, what are SCPs?
Well, in general, SCPs are stands for Secure, Contain, Protect Foundation. And they it's basically a bunch of stories written together about a foundation of people in a fantasy Earth setting, and they have different amounts of objects. So there's like 5,000 of them written.
It's kind of like Warehouse 13, right? That TV show?
Yeah, and they are set into different classes based on like the danger.
Right.
You never heard of Warehouse 13, Frank?
I did see a few episodes of it. It was okay. It was decent. It was alright. I get more of an X-Files vibe from it, but
I could see that.
Yeah.
It's sort of X-Filesy.
But yeah, man, SCP Foundation, Secure, Contain, Protect.
So it's just a bunch of stories, essentially, right, Eric?
Yeah.
So, like, me, you, or Frank could have written one.
Yeah, I didn't notice on a bunch of the pages, there's basically the equivalent of upvotes or downvotes, if you will, from Reddit.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
Uprating or downrating the things. Okay. They have pretty often like competitions to see based on how long you like you write this story in a week or whatever, and see who gets the best rating type thing.
That's kind of cool that anyone can jump in and write their own thing. So, do you know where it originated?
Not exactly. I just know it. Some of it's from like creepypastas, but
yeah,
creepypastas. That's let me see. What is that? That's from 4chan, right?
Yeah.
That's like that Majora's Mask one.
Yeah. Ben's, Ben drowned or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the original, what's Slenderman, basically?
Slenderman? Yeah, okay. That's another one. I got really into Slenderman. I thought it was, like, 100% real.
And then you realize you're stupid?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Just kidding.
It kind of. And, like, I believed in it, like, 1,000%. I mean, and then, yeah, like then you said. I mean, I wasn't like, damn, I'm stupid. But I was like, wait a minute.
At least you're not like this, those three girls, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that killed their friend to appease Slenderman.
That is so
dumb.
Isn't
that the movie?
Have you seen that movie?
There's a
movie. I haven't seen that movie, but I've seen the other Slenderman movie.
I saw one.
There was a YouTube one. Is that the one you're talking
about?
No. There's Marvel Hornets, which is like a web series. That was kind of creepy.
No, this one, the one I saw was they go to the forest or whatever.
Yeah.
And this girl sees Slenderman,
mm-hmm.
and then she's just, like, going slowly insane,
mm-hmm.
and then somehow just ends up disappearing into his world and is dead. And it's just, it's like, you know, it's just stupid.
Great summary.
I mean,
I lasted the entire movie. It's like the Bye Bye Man, essentially.
Where, like, oh, yeah.
If you, you talk about it, he'll show up.
Or,
yeah.
Some weird, like, Blair Witch type stuff. Like,
I have the book at home. I was reading through it, and I stopped halfway through because it's just...
There's a book for it?
Yeah, there's a book. It's based on a book. Yeah, there's a book. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, SCP Foundation. Yeah, man.
So let's start with... So the SCPs have these different types of classes, right? So we got... first of all, if you go to their webpage, scp-wiki.net/object-classes.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Or you can just type in SCP and you'll show the webpage. So we have these primary classes. Safe, Euclid, Keter?
Keter. It's Keter.
Oh, I cannot pronounce that one. Thamiel?
That's a newish one.
So that's a new one? Okay. Yeah. And then neutralized. So, Frank, which ones you got? Or you want to talk about that one?
Which one?
All of it.
So safe. So safe are, it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm not going to read this word for word, but
yeah, they're SCPs. Just safe.
Yeah, they don't pose any threat or anything like that. Euclid are kind of one step above, where it's insufficiently understood or inherently unpredictable. So not necessarily dangerous. It could be dangerous. It's just...
We just don't know.
It's just random.
Keter. It's just like aliens. We don't understand them.
That's a cool tie-in. Keter, getting a little bit more up there. Exceedingly difficult to contain consistently or reliably. These are... doesn't necessarily mean they're dangerous, just, you know, could just be that they're a little bit more, what's the word? You know, like, when something's not, like, bad, it's just, like, doing whatever it does to like, survive.
But on that note, for Keter, sure. A lot of them have, in the writing for it, it's, those are the ones that are, like, can cause the...
Right. So...
if they go out of... control type thing.
Right, they're dangerous, but they're not necessarily quote-unquote bad. But they could be.
Okay.
It's probably more about how much you understand, how much they can, like, understand right. about it.
And then this cool one that we can't pronounce.
Thaumiel.
Thaumiel. and that's a new one, like, because I used to read this stuff back in the day, and that wasn't one.
I think it started with 2000, but 2000 exactly.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 1,000.
The highest level of the foundation and their locations. Even the mere existence of this class is classified. And you don't know about it.
Those are bad ones.
So those are essentially world enders.
Yeah.
It's more
everything.
They're set up to help the foundation. So one of the big ones, either 1,000 or 2,000, is basically like a copy of Earth. That they can start at any time to, like, flee to it.
So with the whole 1,000, 2,000 thing, these things are... There's basically different names for them. And that's what the 1,000... Yeah. Because they're numbered. They don't have, like, quote-unquote, like, regular names. It's like SCP-400 or something. But anyways, the last one is neutralized, which is self-explanatory.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, they're gone.
So then we have these non-standard object classes. This is...
A lot of these, they don't really have the... So the main ones you're going to care about are the other ones.
So you only want to care about the...
So for, like, non-standard object class, there might be one for, like, I don't know.
Okay. So we have explained, esoteric, decommissioned, and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, this stuff is, like, really, really deep, and, like, it's kind of cool how everyone can kind of...
If you didn't know, there's like other set up foundations, basically like SCP in universe, and they have like websites set up for them also.
Yeah,
through this, and it's really like
so it goes deep.
Yeah, like this stuff's pretty. There's like 5,000 SCPs, and then there's tales for like what the agents are doing.
Oh yeah,
for figuring out random stuff.
There's a bunch of other media too that's been inspired by this, a lot of indie games. So that's kind of neat.
I didn't know it goes that deep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's pretty deep. All right,
there's a lot. So do you have is there any particular entries or anything that you
like? You liked the Mole Man one, didn't you?
Mole Man's one of the MTFs, which are their task force, mobile task force.
Yeah, and I actually got that pulled up.
Like a lot of them, this is like someone trying to explain Qualen Walled City, and there's a SCP that caused it.
So this is talking about personal log of Gordon Richards. SCP-184, member of the mobile team Zeta-9, the Mole Rats. So,
for each mobile task force, they all have like really not really that specific, but like the Mole Rats, for instance, go and do like dirty work in like cramped areas compared to the other mobile task force, and they're specialized in that. So this is a log they find. Which is SCP with SCP-184.
Yeah.
Basically the, it caused Quallen Walled City, and if you don't know what Quallen Walled City was, it was, I think it was a zone right outside of Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
that there was no, technical government there, so they just built...
Right.
basically an insane type of
It's an ungoverned, or was an ungoverned, densely populated settlement outside of Hong Kong.
Yeah, so it's just, no one had technical jurisdiction there, so they just built whatever they want there. Like, really weird, non-OSHA standard, whatever the equivalent is for China.
China in general is like non-OSHA.
But for the log of this guy, it's him basically getting lost along with this artifact as he's retrieving it from Quallen. And it just goes slowly and slowly as he's going. He's going, like...
insane.
Yeah, and stir-crazy and, like... because this object just makes buildings, but makes them wrong eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does it say there at the note? Because I think they just like flatten it afterwards, and it just pops out with the journal and the object for this one specifically.
At the end of it, it says Gordon Richards went missing during the recovery of SCP-184, presumed KIA. SCP-184 recovered by Team Zeta-9. Journal recovered in rubble left from destruction after SCP affected a temple.
This is what I really like about these. SCPs, because a lot of them have, like, if you're reading them in the order as they're coming, the, like, logs and stuff really add to, like, the slow build-up for each thing, item. Like, for instance, one of my other favorite ones is SCP-093, which is basically, like, there's another world that was similar to ours. And it's you have like keys to get into it around the world, and they're colored.
Oh wow!
There's a lot of writing on just this one.
Yeah, that's what I found. A lot of these just SCP-093? Have so much text.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
like go down to the tests. Like all of those expand to like 4-page documents. Oh gosh,
I can't do all that.
That's like there's so many links and things you can click on. It takes you to
really
other stuff.
Adds to the setting.
It's the insane. For each.
So these guys put so much lore into everything.
Yeah, there's. I mean,
they should just make Sci-Fi Channel movies about this.
There's one. Sure. What's it called? I can't remember. There's one.
They actually
made
a movie.
No. There's one. Here that they can't use written word. The SCP, it's like a memetic effect. If there's a written word, the thing kills you. So the SCP is just images explaining this without any written word.
This is where deaf people become gods.
I know, right, man? If you're deaf, like, that's it.
I mean, written words, but sign language is perfect.
It's very... like the if you can find it, let me look up its name.
There's a lot of them are serious and like scary and like horror.
There's type joke stuff. Ones also,
but there's also joke ones. One of the joke ones I like is like there's one where like there's an IKEA that it looks like an IKEA, but you can't escape from it.
Oh, there's a game for that.
Is there?
Yes.
What? Yeah, there's also like indie games. There's one indie game. I don't know what it's called, but you got to walk down like a darkened staircase.
They should make an SCP out of that duck video game that came out.
I'm sure there's one.
The goose game?
Yeah, the goose game.
I'm sure there's probably some SPC about it. Like, SPC? There's so many. Yeah,
SPCA? That would be a funny SCP to read.
Yeah.
Like, about the untitled goose game.
Right.
Well, there's ones also that in-universe that's basically, what's it? 782 maybe, which is just basically it's an unkillable lizard thing.
Damn. Oh yeah, yeah.
And
they read that
have like, I don't know, 50 tests of things trying to kill it, and just how it doesn't die from these things.
Yeah.
So it's basically like it survives through everything. It's its power.
I always have a hard time remembering the numbers. Like, yeah. I don't remember any of these numbers. I just remember, you know, what they're called. So.
Is that the...
Yeah.
I'm looking at the no written words.
It looks like a, like you're trying to like assemble like a table, like those instructions.
Some of them end up being puzzles. I think there's another one you have to break through like a password to get it. Like the actual information.
Our friend, what was it, Anthony, was telling me about one where it's like, If these two see each other, they destroy something.
Oh, wow.
Destroy the world or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, screw that.
Is there any that you looked up?
Yeah, I got this one, SCP-3066. So this one is just... it's a cabin in Linville, George, North Carolina. Right? But inside there is a time is heavily warped inside, like metabolism slow, so you can like stay there for a long time. You know, but like watches work and everything like that
normally.
Yeah, like metabolism is slow, it allows a person to spend time in there, but underneath it is a cellar. That's where, like, so it expels, like, matter, too. So it's called the Eckhart Anatole discharge.
Does it say if it's organic normally?
I don't know if it says
I think
it's
organic. I glanced over it, and most of them were organic, but... Organs.
Nope. It is not organic. So it is propelled through this matter is propelled through the collapsed roof of the SCP building.
Right.
And when it happens, you need to like just use incendiary weapons to burn it away.
Wow.
Or else it goes like bad stuff happens pretty much.
Yeah.
So I just like this one because I love things that involve like time and stuff.
Yeah.
I find that really fun. And that's kind of, this one's kind of like a Warehouse 13 episode, wasn't there? One with
I,
like
I,
something
I've
like
never
this?
Watched it. I just know the gist of the...
If I recall, there was one. But yeah. The logs in there is like what really got me a little bit. Because the bursts, the expulsions that happen from this are always at night. So, like, this one up there occurred at night. A large plume of insects were sighted over Linville, George, heading east to prevent public awareness. A small aircraft was shot insecticide at them,
right.
Essentially, to kill them. Had little effect. During this time, it was discovered that the plume was... It was large beetles, and that each beetle was carrying a thick... sheet of paper. As a plume approached populated areas, it was deemed necessary to fill the foundation cargo lifter equipped with incendiary weapons. The beetles proved to be more flammable than expected, and much of the plume was rapidly destroyed. So it's like some weird stuff happens with the just the different...
Because the writing, for instance, makes them into like weird cultists for the log cabin, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
If you read that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, when it's talking about written stuff there, it's basically, do they call it A or B?
Yeah, they have Bs, and so, exposure, so right here, if it,
so this is how a lot of them get out of control, because it's just like,
yeah,
mind control out of, in some way, and like, convert other people in the area.
So, the SCP-3066-B are... pieces of paper covered in sketches or writing and contain cognitohazards. So I'm guessing that's like just brain
yeah,
problems.
It's just like magnetic,
yeah.
Like weird effects on your brain.
So
like
if you got affected with this,
mm-hmm.
you use your own bodily fluids to write on structures.
I do that anyways.
I know.
Oh, did you not see it
Frank's
later
on? Frank's a delinquent. nonsensical poetry and prose. I love that.
Yeah.
That's what can happen.
Well, huh. That's probably related, because I think this one relates into another, like, animal type,
Dang. Yeah, this stuff just...
Bird.
It's...
Because a lot of them are just, like, there's five of them. There's a lot of, like, weird... There's a weird carnival faction that they have to, like, deal with every once in a while. Or one that modifies humans to become, like...
This one gets really bad at the end. So if there's a large group of people infected, they start utilizing, like, their organs and stuff to create structures and stuff like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, yeah, like, these structures are by large collections of, you know, infected individuals and can trigger infection of a much larger population.
Wow.
There's an audio log of this.
No, it's a transcript log normally.
These were the mole rats that were sent there too. Yeah,
told you.
Oh.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any entries that, like, don't get approved. Is that a thing? Like, someone writes one up and it's really
awful. I think they can remove them. Because there's, like, I think there's been a lot of number ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be, like, they don't know what it is type thing normally to the normal people. But yeah. I'm sure there's some that are removed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. This, there's a game that came out recently when I was looking this stuff up that apparently was super influenced by it, Control. Have you heard of Control?
Yeah. I've never heard of it.
What I read, it was influenced by SCP because your character works for an organization that's like this where they keep all this paranormal stuff and it all escapes and you have to, you know.
Save the world?
Yeah, you basically, so.
Collect them all, put them back?
Yeah, like Pokemon.
Oh.
Digimon. Pokemon.
Digimon, you don't collect them.
You know?
Okay. No.
Man, I guess.
But yeah, this, I mean, there's a light novel series that's coming out in 2020 based on this stuff.
Has it been weird? I'm sure it...
It's out in Japan already, because of course it is.
But... Oh, I guess it's individual. Because trying to put this into a game, you'd have to get, like, many people's permission.
Right. So one of the most popular SCPs... and you showed us a picture last time is what is, I don't know the number. I don't
174 maybe.
Yeah, it's apparently you have to keep maintain eye contact the entire time.
It's 3.
But I mean, I'm sure everybody listening probably saw a picture of it at
some point. Oh, it's that one, the one you sent.
The peanut. Yeah, SCP-173.
It's not actually that threatening. In, like, groups of people, if you know what it
does. Because you gotta maintain, like, visual on it the entire time.
Well, does it give you list the D-class protocols for this? It's really weird, because they only send in 3 people.
Right.
Just to test, like, for anomalies in their setup system, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, doing it with 5 people or whatever, there'd be not as many casualties, because it's, like, in the blink of an eye, it can move.
Yeah, if you blink, it could come towards you, so. That's the whole thing about it, you're supposed to look at it. Even anytime you're not, it gets closer to you.
So it's like the,
Weeping Angels.
Thank you. The Weeping Angels and Doctor
exactly,
Who.
Exactly. I mean, the thing looks kind of goofy if I'm looking.
It's probably an art project.
It is. It says right here on the page, it was an art project, Untitled 2004, by a dude named Izumi Kato.
I feel like they could have done... I mean...
Well, that might be me.
They could have done better making it look scary.
They did my boy SCP-173 wrong. Made him look all sorts of funky.
Some of these look really scary, but this one's kind of... It's kind of...
Krylon brand spray paint.
Yeah.
And extremely hostile, the object cannot move while within a direct line of sight. Can it move through buildings? Objects?
I
don't think so. It just moves stupidly fast type thing.
Oh, while object is reported to attack by snapping the neck at the base of the skull or by strangulation. That's nice.
It's just
a little death. You can come back.
That's an early one, I'd say.
The reddish-brown substance almost forms a combination of feces and blood. Aww. Origins of these materials is unknown.
That's why it's anomalous.
Yeah.
So you can also, what I find awesome about this website too, is click on random SCPs.
It just gives you a random
one. Yeah. But some of them, oh, this one has like an entire log.
The 3066 had a log, but you just didn't expand it. It was not like a transcript of the audio log of them dying, basically.
I don't ever...
Yeah, the log's right here.
Oh, there it is. I never finish reading all these. I always skim through them because I feel like it would just take forever in a day.
It seems like trying to read...
Well, I used to read pretty much all of them, but I gave up because right. Like once they hit like 2,000, you're just like,
Yeah. Then
there's Tales, which are like actual like short stories of like agents or...
I would probably read that, yeah.
That's probably more what people might want.
Oh gosh, there's so much. Yeah. So much on this.
Do you know how many entries they are?
A lot.
For this? No. Yeah. I know I guess it's probably pretty much full for the SCPs, but there's probably 4,500.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
And even these get rated, so I'm sure you could sort by the rating.
This thing is essentially just like a creepypasta Reddit.
Yeah, like a very, very big written word project by a lot of people. And okay. There's several authors.
So if people are like really interested in like fan created horror or whatever, they can just come here and start reading.
Yeah.
You got a good 5,000 stories to go through, and then Tales if you want to read it.
Well, check the universe, because I think that's the other sites for groups of interests.
Yeah.
And they've got, like, weird stuff, too. Sure.
Cannons.
Oh, Lord.
Table of... Yeah.
Oh, Lord. There's a lot. Oh, my God.
This is,
There's a lot of work gone into this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you have, a nice Sunday evening, you can get through this in a day.
I mean, I used to read these things all the way through, but,
I've never heard of this, so, yeah.
Oh, really?
This is literally my first time.
Yeah, SCPs.
So I just looked it up real quick, and I found that one. It was really interesting, just because of the time manipulation.
Yeah, like I said, I used to read through them, but then it just got so overwhelming, because I would click on links, and it would take me to whole different things.
Oh, that's like me with YouTube.
Yeah. It's like YouTube, but for scary
stuff. I go from watching, like... a how to like airbrush something like shading with airbrush, and I end up into like how to do a heel flip on a skateboard.
Wow.
I somehow go from painting to wanting to learn how to do a skateboard heel flip.
Crazy.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Well, I can't imagine what I go from on here.
Right. So looking through this stuff, being into the stuff you and I are into, do you think there's probably something like this, where they talk about where they have all this like really crazy like paranormal stuff? Because they're,
yes and no, to an extent, but not like as crazy as what's in this,
right?
Like we could, for all we know, have a foundation or something like this, like a Men in Black.
Yeah.
They could have stuff like this that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What?
But, I mean, someone that moves fast and breaks your neck.
It's not someone. It's like, what was it made out of? Did it say?
I don't think so.
It's a sculpture that looks terrible. It
just said his floor is made of poop and blood.
Mm-hmm. That's...
It leaks that.
Oh, so it's the Taco Bell night for him constantly.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Definitely Taco Bell.
Jesus.
Definitely.
I mean, I like it. I like this. I'll read some because I like reading this kind of short stories and stuff. But this is a nice break from like what we normally talk about. This is all lighthearted and fun.
Right it here. Is. Yeah, man, for sure. Cryptids was fun, and then this was just like you know,
a blast.
Yeah, there's no danger. We're not on any weird FBI list looking this stuff up.
MK Ultra. So yeah, I mean, SCPs, they're pretty fun. Seems like
there's a lot of stuff to get lost in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you just like, if this could be perfect for like, if you're doing homework and you just don't want to do it anymore, you're like, hey, I'm gonna read some SCPs, and then 10 hours later, you're you failed your math test and now you drop out of high school.
There's a bunch of YouTube videos and Spotify podcasts that just read this stuff and all that stuff. So that's what I did. I actually looking this stuff up. Mm. There's a podcast on Spotify that they pick an entry and they read it out. But it's like, it's stylized. So like they really get into character. And, you know, I picked one and I had it on in the background while playing Destiny 2 or whatever. And just kind of listen to that. So,
well, you mentioned Marble Hornets earlier, and it's pretty similar in style, I'd say.
Yeah.
To this type of stuff.
What's that?
What? Slenderman.
Oh, okay.
Marble Hornets is a like web series that had to do with Slenderman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, man.
As you can tell, I don't know anything about like creepypasta stories.
The whole
stories.
Creepypasta, Slenderman, this kind of stuff is really interesting to me because it's. I always get really invested until I kind of find out the people behind it. Then I'm like, it's not really scary. For me, the scary part is like, who's writing this stuff? Where did it come from? You know? But then you look it up and it's like, oh.
Some 4-year-old child.
Yeah. Like, I fell real hard into Slender Man. Like, I was really into it. I was like, man, it's really scary. And then I found out it was just some guy who was bored.
Dude, when I first heard about Slender Man, I was like, this is dumb.
You didn't think it was scary?
I stopped right there. I was like, this is so stupid.
Well, how does it start? Because is it just him randomly, like, photoshopping Slenderman into, like, old.
Yeah, but it was scary to me.
Photographs? I just don't know where he would get old photographs.
Yeah, he just photoshopped it. Yeah.
There was that Slenderman game, wasn't there?
Yeah,
it's set in the forest or whatever.
It's not. Yeah, there's several, but they're all based on, like, you start in a forest and you gotta pick.
Well, that's where his whole thing was, is in a forest.
Yeah.
Where else are you gonna start? In a quarry?
You could do it with. In a town.
Yeah, Slenderman's kind of stupid now. Like, when you sit and think about it, he's just wearing a suit.
He got, like, weird salad fingers.
It's just a tall, lanky guy in a suit that probably just hates the world and wants to kill people. That's what Slenderman is. So the girls were trying to appease a tall, lanky man.
Yeah, man. I always thought that was kind of lame. Because you could pick other, like, way more cool things.
The one that got me, the creepypasta that got me was Ben Drowned.
I didn't think that was scary at all.
Really? That one, I was like, man. Because I love Majora's Mask. I was like, I don't want my game to
kill
me.
That makes sense. I never played Majora's Mask.
What?
I've never played Majora's Mask. I'm sorry. I never was into it. I liked Link's Awakening. On the Game Boy Color. That was a fun game.
People get hit. I got a whole leg dedicated to Zelda.
Yeah. Big Zelda fan, I see.
And their polygon side. Taking it from the side with the polygon, so it looks kind of weird. But
yeah, SCPs. Fun story. This is a, just, you know, like, if you just want to read it real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Not real quick, because you, I mean, whatever.
I mean, you don't know. I mean. Some people.
If you just want to take a break from the world, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you really don't have to go in order.
You don't. Random. You can skip around.
Yeah, you can do what I did.
There's tags on each page that you, like, it sorts them.
Like, let's go
They have filter tags.
Top rated new pages. Oh, okay. SCP-3272.
Classified.
What?
Oh, no. But it's safe.
Classified.
But it's safe.
The safe ones never really appealed to me. I like the crazy, dangerous, ones.
This is just a major space program. Oh, never mind.
It might not be. What's that click thing?
Oh. SCP-3272 is a series of human corpses that lay scattered along Earth's orbital trajectory. These corpses will inevitably re-enter Earth's atmosphere unless otherwise interfered with. Outside of originating from outer space, these corpses are believed to be non-anomalous since initial discovery on September 3rd, 2053 by the Keck-1 telescope crew.
This is probably a cover, so it was probably Keter if you click that URL, the hyperlink there.
This one?
But yeah, the most recent revision. Or it might go up.
Ah, so the SCP is now a porta potty.
That transports them into space.
This is one of those goofy ones, like, you know.
This one's a fun one. Ah, test subject, a 6-sided die. The die was placed within the porta potty, and the destination was set as 5 seconds in the past. The door was closed and the lock was engaged. Upon conclusion, the die no longer disappeared. I mean, the die was no longer inside.
Is this a porta potty TARDIS?
Some of them kind of are really silly, but
some of them
It went to a group of Dungeons and Dragons players. That's what this is. They needed it. All right. A 6-sided die, isn't it? Don't they use 6-sided dice?
Sure.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, exactly. But it
depends on the. All
right, maybe the GM ran out of dice that day.
DM. It's a DM. It's called a DM, not a GM.
That's what I said.
You said GM.
Shut up. Oh, this was in Pasadena, California.
Wow.
Dude, we gotta look at.
Huh.
Construction workers, man. They be in these SCPs. The 3272s all along.
Yeah, this was a very nice change of pace. Because I don't know about you, but I look up paranormal stuff, like, all the time.
Have you heard about the Black Eyed Children?
Sure, a little bit. But
he got visited by one.
They visited me at night, and I told them I have work in the morning. And I went back to sleep.
I showed you that song. Did you ever? Yeah, the.
Oh, Pompeii. Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I haven't listened to it yet, but yeah, man, this is a nice change of pace. I was
very nice. Yeah,
I wouldn't say I was getting burned out, but you know, I just my whole free time is engrossed.
Yeah, we need
by
to
this
do
stuff,
this. Yeah,
and it's nice to do something fun and not definitely not as serious as ghosts or UFOs.
Yeah. Cryptids was a nice change of pace,
Cryptids was really fun. You know, since we talked about it, I've kind of liked it a little bit more.
Well, there's a lot more. Yeah. I don't know how many you got, but I'm sure there's
we talked about...
You can find maybe Bigfoot, like 50 Bigfoot. Like in the area here. Because it's just like weird shit people can't explain.
We just got into Bigfoot, the OG cryptid.
And the Chupacabra.
Yeah. That one's just... It's just a dog.
Like that's my uncle.
All right,
Chupacabra, man.
Something that kills goats. So you got
geese.
A lot of things kill goats, you know. But yeah, cryptids was fun. We definitely need to talk about that a lot more. I would enjoy that.
Yeah. So I think that's gonna be it on this one, right?
Yeah, that's all we got. Shout out! I got a call out to my kid Aiden. He helped me research this stuff, and I showed him a few I let him listen to a few of the episodes, and he really got into it, and he was like, oh, you know what SCPs are, I want to help. So he helped me look some of this stuff up.
Thank you, Aiden. That was awesome. You know what, we'll bring him on.
Yeah, he'll come.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. that would be really
we'll have fun. Him remote Skype in.
Yeah, man, he knows how to do all that
hey
stuff.
Dad.
So
that's gonna be it. Let's tell them about the next one, actually, that we're going to do.
Is it what you text me about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What road was it called?
Patterson Road?
Patterson Road in Houston. Have you heard about that one?
I've heard about it a lot.
I have a friend that's going to come with us. We're going to go there.
Oh, yeah. We definitely.
We're going to go there.
We definitely go.
Huh?
Recorder.
Yeah, we're going to get a recorder.
That'd be really fun. Yeah, Patterson Road, man. Definitely. If anybody here.
There's so Patterson Road is a road in Houston. It's like 20 minutes away, maybe. 20, 30. It's close to where we are, but it's supposedly there's been murders on there and stuff like that. It's haunted.
Murders?
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, we're going to go. But no, my friend, I actually work with him. He talked about it. He mentioned it. Him and his friends went there, and they've seen things there.
Okay, but murders, man.
We're going to go, Frank. But that's what our next thing is going to go. We're going to go to Patterson Road, and we're going to record stuff and hopefully come back with stuff.
Hopefully a comeback, period. Murders, man.
I've had a good life. I've built my Gundams.
Murders.
This is just Frank's main point. Murders.
People died here, man. Murdered here.
So, that's going to be the end of it. Frank, take us out.
All right, man, that's it for this week. You know, definitely head over to our Facebook page. Let us know what your favorite SCP is and, you know, any other comments or anything. But I'm Frank.
I'm Morgan.
And I am Eric.
And this is the Unknown Stories Podcast. Thank you. Goodbye.